You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, welcome to the Wig Hackers Podcast with me, Daniel Coy. I will take you behind the scenes of the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Wig Hackers Podcast. And do I have a treat for you? I'm so excited about this one. So it's very hard to get in touch with this woman, just saying on my end, because she is so busy with doing her thing. I want to introduce you the salon business expert. She owns Salon Concepts. Like, guys, you really have to check her out first off, because she's transforming the way stylists do hair and how they think about it. Guys, so I want to welcome Gina Bianca. Woo, woo, woo. I need a horn. Honk, honk, honk.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here. Thank you to everyone listening and spending your time with us. I really appreciate you for taking the time to grow yourself and your business. And thank you, Daniel, so much for having me on your show.
Yeah. Okay. So what if you, let's give them a little synopsis. Give them your little synopsis of you, who you are, how you got started, you know, that whole little rundown.
Yeah, totally. So I'm a stylist, salon owner, educator, influencer, I guess, but more of an educator than anything. But I've been in the industry for over a decade. My first decade in the business, I graduated hair school. I was a amazing commission stylist. And then I moved into independent education. I was doing hair in my mom's house. And then I grew that into my first salon where I had an employee-based salon, Gina Bianca Hair. From there, I really was passionate about education and I was really having a hard time with employees, but I learned so much in that business. You know, GBH, my first salon, was my business school. So for 5 years, I just had so much experience with everything salon ownership. Like anything, I have an answer for it. If you ever had any questions, I definitely learned so much from that. And mostly by fucking up and mostly by failing and really like learning through experience, which I think is so valuable for me. And I have a quote that I go by, it's life is not happening to us, it's happening for us. And everything crazy that's happened in my life, and there's been a lot of crazy stuff, I just totally am grateful for, because I wouldn't be able to be here and sharing my story. And hopefully I can make you feel less alone, less icky, less weird. And just by sharing like all my stuff with you guys, it's good for me too. It's good for my soul to share. But after I was an employee-based salon, I really wanted to do education and I really wanted to be famous. I really wanted to like make a name for myself in the business. And so I went off and became an educator, and I built an education business. We were doing $1 million and we were traveling all over the world and teaching, and I was everywhere. And it was like a dream come true. I opened a booth rental salon, the Network Salon. That salon doubles as a huge education space where we do big, big, big classes, 200 people, and then COVID happened. So now we're doing online education and we're adapting and it's great. And I have my mastermind group. So I do digital in-person education. I got booth rental, I got employee based. I've worked with a bunch of different brands, had all kinds of experience with them. And now I'm focusing on my own brand and really, really working on being known for business. And I really feel like that my experience says it all, and I really want to be there to share with you guys. So that's my bird's eye view of me. Yeah. And I could talk about any of this topic.
Yeah. Okay. So the first thing that pops into my mind, because, you know, I think I'm pretty motivated. How do you stay so motivated? Like, and all the time? Like, all the time.
So it's pretty unhealthy. I mean, I do consider myself a workaholic. If you have been following me or you know me at all, I'm open AF about this, but I actually went to rehab in 2020. I like took some time away and I really needed help. I was struggling a lot with drugs and alcohol, and I was struggling a lot with like past trauma in my life. When I was a kid, you know, like a lot of crazy shit happened in my family and in my life. And I was really kind of like asking for help for 20 years, but I never knew how to be like, hey, I need help. So for me, a way that I kind of run from my pain is in work. So being a workaholic isn't really like frowned upon because you're so rewarded for it. So when you say like, how are you so motivated? You know, it's a blessing and a curse because it's not really motivation rather than using all the anger and hate and like crazy feelings inside me as power and assertiveness, because every emotion has gifts, right? So I kind of have used that, and I never knew until I went to rehab and spent 6 weeks there with no phone. I never really learned that, you know? So right now, I think that my biggest thing is subtraction, like getting as much out of my life as I possibly can so I can focus on one or two things. And for me, it's coaching in my mastermind group and my salon, which is a lot. Like those are three full-time like, jobs.
Those are huge. The three full, those are full-time.
Three full, full-time jobs. And it requires a lot of attention, a lot of discipline. And to answer your question, how do I stay so motivated? I think that like, I kind of like built this machine monster that I kind of have to manage now. And what I'm trying to do is be more disciplined. And that's my goal. So it's really a blessing and a curse, and I'm grateful for it all, you know? So I'm not complaining. Trust me.
No,
I'm
just we are kindred spirits, as I work 24/7, 7 days a week. I'm always on, I'm always answering my DMs. So I 100% answer.
Totally. Like, can relate.
Okay. So who would play you in the film of your life?
Lady Gaga.
Ah.
I am Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga is me. I believe in like freaking weird reincarnation and time doesn't exist. So I feel like I've already been Lady Gaga, or Lady Gaga has already been me. Like she's my idol. I have her tattooed.
Yes.
But if anyone could play me, I think it would be her, like, because she's so complicated and passionate and beautiful. And like her mission in life is like so similar to mine. And just like, I just love everything she does. I'm like not obsessed, but I'm like obsessed. Like I'm not creepy. Like I did hair on one of her music videos. I never met her though, like in person, like, hi, I'm Gina. I would never bother her on set, duh. But I work with her foundation and we do a lot of stuff in mastermind for her Born This Way foundation. So I feel like one day we will cross paths in a way that's like not, like, I just love her. Like I, like as people follow me and I follow my mentor, she's just one of my mentors. And it's cool to have mentors in different areas. You know, I consider her not just a pop star, like I follow what she does in her foundation and stuff. So yeah, Gaga.
Okay. To be honest, I won't lie, I have been creeping, obviously, to get suited for this. So I saw a lot of her mixed in, like, and I good choice. I like that answer.
I love her.
You win. Okay. What is your favorite way to stand when you're doing color?
I just hate doing it behind the chair. But next to my person I'm teaching.
Okay. good. Okay. What is one thing that you actually do to relax? Like, I know you're a workaholic, but it's one thing. Like, is there something that you do? Is there a, I don't know. I don't want to say, is there a movie you watch or meditation? What's your thing?
So my answer that I want to give is meditation, but I'm not a good meditator. Well, it helps me so much. And when I do it, it's life changing. But do I do it every single day? No, I suck. One of my favorite things, and I hate living in Connecticut. If my fiance ever listens to this, which he won't, he literally like builds robots, so he's not going to listen to this. But I hate living in Connecticut. Steve, can we please fucking move? Like, I hate living here. It's too cold. I have depression. I can't be in this winter season. I hate it. So what I literally love is warm weather. And when it was warm out, what I would do every morning, and you're going to be like, ew, I hate you. And everyone's just like, ew, shut up. But I would get up every morning and I would go for a 3.5 mile walk around this reservoir. And it just to be with nature makes me me. And I feel like it has completed me in so many ways because I hate being outside. I'm like, ew, I hate being outside. But when the weather is nice and I could go outside with my dogs and I walk around the reservoir, I love being around water and nature. And then I'll go on the bike from the salon. There's a trail outside and I go on the bike and I do 9 miles, which isn't even long. It's really not bad. But I like to see, I go at the same time and I like to see the same people and I wave to them. And I blast my music and I'm just like one of those crazy people on my bike. And then after that, I would go to yoga and they had the COVID stuff. So they did the yoga under the tent. So I would have like this morning of exercise and I lost like 100 pounds doing this. But I had this morning of only me, like it only I mattered. And I would get all this done by 10 o'clock. I would get up pretty early and do it. And I,
what time do you wake up?
4:30. Now I've been waking up at like 5:30, 6. Yesterday I woke up at 9 because of the I hate the cold. If you have the gift of living in warm weather, like please like shut up. Sorry. I literally like I can't because I would give anything and I want to move so bad, but my fiance is just like so tied to his work and he's so happy with his job, so I won't bitch about it. But I really like, and I was never an outdoor person. I never liked to be outside. This is very new for me over the last 2 years. And I just would give anything to have that life back right now. And I'm struggling, you know, with, I do struggle with like severe depression and nobody knows this. I really put it out there in my work and kind of hide it and numb it with that. But what I do to relax is take care of myself. I also will lay on the couch for 8 hours and watch or play Cooking Diary, which is an app. It's really, really good. It's like Diner Dash. So it's like a stressful game. Like that's why I relax. And then I also love
the like relax is being stressed.
Yeah. And like when Steve and I have a show, like when we have a show that we watch together, that is like my happiness. If we don't have a show that we're like currently in the middle of, like we'll watch like full, like we have like healthy binge series. So like right now we're watching The Blacklist and I don't know if you ever watched that show, but it's so good.
I worked on it, season 3.
I don't know who I'm talking to clearly, like I'm gonna go kill myself.
Yeah, so when she went blonde, I made her blonde.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Elizabeth Keen, I don't know. Anyways, so I love you so much. That is so cool. I did not know that information. I knew you did Celebrity and stuff, but I didn't do like all my research. Please forgive me. Oh my God.
No, are you kidding? No, it was the worst part of my life. Yeah, no, I mean, I can talk about that for an hour, but not on the podcast.
You have to come on my show. You have to come on my show so you can talk about all of your crazy situations that you want to. I'd love it. I would love it. So
I'll let you can grill me, but on my podcast, I kind of keep it more.
You grill me.
Ooh, yeah.
I love it. Totally.
I love that you're watching The Blacklist though.
Yeah. So we have a show right now, but if we don't have a show going on, our relationship struggles. Like we need something that brings us together and connects us. And we do it through shows, vacations, and times where we can connect and relax together. And it's kind of just us. Oh. So those are the times when I'm like the most relaxed is when, and all of it, if you can tell, has a lot to do with connection and love. Like that's like one of my biggest values and like biggest needs that I have. So like, yeah, pretty much when I can connect with myself and take care of myself and connect with nature, or when I can connect with my partner, or when I connect with myself and God through meditation. So those are my big relaxation points.
You can tell there's a change from like your earlier stuff to now this, like it's a huge, beautiful transformation, like completely beautiful. Just to let you, I'm just the outside looking in from, you know, watching. So I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I know we only know from this, but I'm dang proud of you. Okay, so I know you have a mastermind, right? So give us a little how, give me the full rundown how you got to having a mastermind compared to just like classes. Do you know what I mean? Like, because it's a different ball game. Like,
oh yeah, I'm, totally.
Like, so give it to me.
So mastermind started. So I was doing this course, and I'm gonna do it again. I just don't know when I'm gonna do it. I did this course called Master Stylist Certification. This course, like, don't sleep on me, people. This course was freaking awesome, and it turned people into six-figure stylists, like, overnight. It was insane how much of an impact this class had. So I was teaching, so I first started teaching Five Ways to Foil. That was my class I did. I traveled all over, I did that. Then I realized stylists have little to no idea how to grow their business. They know how to do hair. They're amazing at hair. They do a great job, but they, most of the industry now is booth rental, and it is what it is. Like, I don't really, I don't have a problem. I mean, I have a booth rental salon. I had a I had a team-based pay salon. So it was an employee-based salon on steroids. And I realized teaching, I would say, how many of you guys know what your pre-book percentage is? No hand. And I understand that a lot of us don't track our numbers, and I get it, but we should have an idea of, out of every 10 guests, how many are leaving with a future appointment, because pre-book is the number one way to grow your business. And I know that now people are saying, like, don't pre-book, or like, pre-book only certain people. And I get it. I get what they're saying. But if you look at your schedule and 80% of it is full, that is great. You've guaranteed money. It's great. And if you book out like 10 years in advance, I understand how that could be stressful. But pre-book is the number one way to grow your business. And there's three ways to grow: frequency of visit, average ticket, new clients. This is tried and true business advice that has been given out for many, 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 many years. How can I get people to come in often, spend a lot more money, and tell all of their friends? Like, that is it. There's no big secret. It's the execution of it, right? So I have all this information in my head. I'm running a successful salon. I'm out here teaching foiling, which in my life, I say, like, I have so much more to offer than showing people how to put foil in someone's head. And that is not downing anybody who teaches foil or make wigs or do anything, but like, I have so much more I want to share. And I realized, I was like, I need to start teaching business. So in my next course that I did, and it was a 2-day course called Master Stylist, I did 1 day business, 1 day hair, and I charged $1,000 a ticket. And it sold out all over the United States.
Bam.
And I was like, holy shit, there's a need for this. And in that class, that's how my mastermind was born. Because, and oh my God, I'm learning so much from this conversation, because now it makes sense to me even more. I have a breakthrough moment I'm going to share. But I was teaching all this information, and it was almost like the 2 days we were together in the room, people were having transformations. They were having moments. They were crying. They were connecting, and they were like sharing their biggest fears and feelings and all that. And it wasn't mushy gushy. It was just like, yeah, this is the problem that I'm having. And I thought it was this, but it's really this. And we were working through it together. It was a transformational class. And so many people message me from that and say, like, yeah, I made six figures, or yeah, I made 50K more, or yeah, I made 20K more, or yeah, like I've done this, and they have had the transformation. So I wanted to provide a place that these people can connect. And what brought us together is hair. So what I did is I started a Facebook group. I charged $20 and I put hair videos, but it was mainly, I was selling it in my classes after they had taken that class. So I call it mastermind because I always say, give more than you take from this group. And people would, like, it was really cool because, like, you know how in hair forums people ask questions and you get all kinds of weird answers? Yes. It was really cool because, like, we were surrounding ourselves with people who had taken my education, who kind of had, not like cult-like, because it kind of sounds like a cult when I talk about it like that, but they had a similar point of view, right, and a similar perspective. So you can really trust the answers. And that's how Mastermind started. And I was pushing it as hair videos, and it was growing because of hair videos. And I think when you get into that like greedy mindset of like, how can I get the most people to sign up, and you start making money, it's just like, you kind of lose the purpose, right? So I was teaching, I was like pushing the hair. And I was sponsored by all these brands, pushing hair. All of my time was hair. So it's just like, okay, well, this is about hair, but it's not about hair. Right. It's about, how can I get you to your transformation? Like, any, you can look YouTube did your hair. If anyone wants to learn hair from me, I've got tons of courses and shit. You can learn all my hair techniques. It's all there. You can learn it. But the real part of Mastermind is, how can I get you to grow and how can I get you to live the life that you want? So we started on Facebook. We had multiple horrible things happen. I got locked out of the group. We had 700 members. I got locked out of Facebook of my own group. And the best advice I can give you is, if you want to do something like this, get a platform that you own or get a platform that has great customer support, because I was locked out. So we moved to a different Facebook group. During that move, engagement just dropped, because some people just don't realize and they don't check their email, and it was just like such a disaster. So then after that, I was like, okay, well, let's move to Workplace so this doesn't happen again, owned by Facebook. Punch me in the face. Like, I did not even comprehend, like, why are you doing the same thing? Do you know what I mean? But yeah. I thought it would have better support. It didn't. So we lost like half the members. Even if the content was good, it was too confusing, and people like
simple. You're over even.
Yeah. So then I, and I talk about this because I don't want people to make the same mistake as me. There's room for everyone to be successful, and you only need 1,000 true fans. You only need 1,000 people who believe in you, and you'll make money. It's really, you don't need everybody.
Even less. Like,
even less.
I'm just saying, you know, if you have those uber super fans, but you invest in them too. You invest in everyone. Like, even the clubhouses you do, like, you are nailing it first and foremost. Like, I've never seen rooms get so big so quickly with so many new people. So you are bringing the people. So anyway, I'll stop. I follow.
I'm
always in the bottom watching and listening. I like to listen because I do have to work, because I can't host rooms so much because I have to work. So yeah.
Well, I'm going hard for this. Like, I'm going hard to find the best time of day right now. I really want to find the best time of day. And I already picked Monday motivation at 8 a.m. on Mondays, Eastern time, because that's a really good time for me. And I also see a problem with Clubhouse, and I'm just going to say it. It really will cut into your mental health, because although we get a lot from it, it burns you out getting so much information. So I'm trying to corner my spot. And I hope that you do this too, if you are interested, because you don't need to do every day, but find your time slot and just be consistent.
It's so about consistency, and then also who you bring in. From my point of view, I got in with, there was like 7 of us, and we held these huge masterminds and just free content. And we'd be on like WhatsApp talking about what we're going to talk about next, and like creating and just like keeping it as informational as possible, you know, because, all right, people can listen all day long, but they're not going to be able to implement it. So they're going to start looking for you.
Yeah. And like, what I really have to offer now is I have my mastermind group where it's going to connect you with people. I have tons of info in there. And then there I do the live coaching calls, and I'm going to do those once I run out of hair content, which I shot for 3 months. I have so much hair content, like phenomenal videos. Like, it's just so good. Like, it's so good. Like, I have so much coming. So once I'm out of hair content, which I think will be 2022, I'm going to go in and do more live coaching, so that when people on Clubhouse, they sit there with me for 2 hours, be like, all right, guys, we're going to Mastermind 10 a.m. for more, you know, and I'm going to try to just like build it as a coaching group. And because I do want to help and mentor others, I want to have an impact that way. And I want to build those close relationships with people. So like now, like Mastermind started as one thing, it morphed into something else. And then when the pandemic hit, and when we switched to Kajabi and we had to switch the payment provider, we went from 700 to 500, and we went all the way down to 100 subscribers. And that was when I went to rehab. That was like right when I went to rehab, I switched platforms. I had my girl while I was gone do the switch because I couldn't handle it. And God bless her, because I passed that right off. I was like, here, Elise, please help me. I'm going
to
die.
Lucky. You need to give her an award. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, she's the best. But we really converted about 180 people, 100, 150 people. And you know, those are my true fans, the people who will pay to work with me. And what people don't realize when they join Mastermind, they're paying my bills and paying my mortgage and making it so that the less I have to work to make money, the more free stuff I can give. So they're sponsoring me, like they're my sponsors, you know what I mean? So not only am I providing great feedback and support in Mastermind, but they're paying to elevate the beauty industry. Anybody who sponsors me and helps me invest in my business, like, you know, it helps me grow, is helping me give for free. And I don't want to hustle for money. I really want to be able to give and just be okay, like where I can save for retirement and where I can, you know, do what I have to do and save money and put my kids through college. And it's not millions and billions of dollars, but anybody who supports me is supporting me going for free. So now that my Mastermind group is where it's at, I'm able for a couple of hours a week to do Clubhouse rooms. But if I didn't have that support, I would be behind the chair or doing coaching or making money that way. But in reality, it's really like, this is how I make my living. And the more support I have, and that's what I try to explain to brands too. And like, the more you can support me to let me do my thing, the more your brand is going to look better and the more you can actually get.
The content can look better. Just the content that you put out can look better just by the way we tie, just setting up lighting. I understand. Oh my God. You're literally preaching to the choir. So I'm a little like, yes. Like,
you 100%. Understand. You have so much to offer. And it's like when the brand doesn't understand or when you look for it in the wrong places. So like, I really like, once I have enough support, the quality will go up. Like I'll be able to have a pro video crew. I'll be able to do more live. I'll be able to have it edited nicely. Like I do everything. Like I edit my podcast. I could do more podcasts if I can delegate it to edit.
Yes.
You know, 100%. So I can do a podcast every day if I had the support to edit, market, promote, but like we'll get there, you know? Yeah. So Mastermind is really like my brand, my sponsor. They're like my biggest sponsor. But with that, they get so much value. So they get, there's like 100 videos at least in there that just on-demand education they can watch. They have the bi-weekly coaching calls. Those are great. And you know, I'm going to be doing more of that instead. Now I do monthly hair videos, but as I shift, it's going to be more business and life coaching and support and mentorship and growth and motivation. And that's what people need. You know, they can watch hair anywhere. There's way better hairdressers than me. I'm a great hairdresser, but like, it's not what I want. I've already done it. It's not what I want to focus on anymore.
Okay. So now what is one thing in your Mastermind that you hear all the time that makes you want to scream?
This educator says this, what do you think? I heard, or when I give advice and they say, well, this educator said this, and I'm like, then go fucking follow them. I don't like that because you know what? I believe that if you, first of all, like if your mentor hasn't done what you want to do.
Yeah, boop. I mean.
Do you know what I mean? Like I have so much experience and I add so much value and I give so much. So when somebody says, oh, well, this person said this, I'm just going to be like, then go follow that person. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to sit here and argue with somebody else's point. Do you value my opinion or not? And it's up to you if you want to make the decision. It's not up to me to convince you. I'm over it.
Okay. See, I knew we were peeps.
I'm totally over it. Like, I don't need to convince anybody anymore. Like, I know what I bring to the table. I'm not afraid to eat alone. I know what I have to say has value. And am I open for debate? Totally. But like,
not in my world.
Just if you like, why don't you say that in their group?
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? And I will be your guiding light, but don't try to make me win you over. Like, are you here? Are you committed or not? And I hope that my place, like they, because I give so much that like sometimes it's almost like my fiance says this all the time. He's like, I told you to do that. And like somebody else will tell me and I'll be like, oh, okay, cool. You know, and I don't listen to him.
My assistant's going to be very mad about this podcast. She literally is like, I told you that. You didn't listen. I'm like, did you?
We have selective hearing from selective people. So it's really like, I always talk about the egg. If you've ever watched the egg on YouTube.
Yes.
Oh.
We have, okay. You might be the female version of me.
I'm gonna die. So, but the egg, I always feel like we are each other. So if I treat someone like shit or they treat me like shit, it's just we're contacting each other in a different time. So okay, I love you.
I'm fine. I'm fine. This is a great podcast. This is awesome. We're just going to take a small pause. I'm going to just take a beverage sip. I'm okay. Smelling happy.
I'm not.
Happiness. We're good. We're good. We're good. Oh, okay. Wow. We can go on for hours. Okay. But, okay. We're going to totally flip this subject. When was the last time you cried and why?
I can't say on here.
Okay.
It will, I can tell you like times before that, but it won't be an honest answer. It's something I felt really left out of something. And it was very mean what happened to me. And I cried like a little girl who wasn't invited to the birthday party. It sucked. I just can't say like the real reason.
No. That's plenty. Yeah.
That was the real reason. And it was because I got left out. Like I was literally like getting picked last or not even considered. Like it sucked. I was just like, this fucking sucks. Like, and I sobbed. My fiance is just like, are you okay? And I'm just like, I'm not good enough. Like literally like, it sucked.
Okay. All right. What is the trait you are most proud of?
My intelligence. I'm very smart. Like I literally, and I learn very quickly and pick up very fast. And I have like, people have, and you know what? I can take a compliment because there's a lot of things I hate about myself, but there's a lot of things I love about myself. And people have made the comment to me so many times that I have to just take a look at it. You know, when someone says something to you a lot, you're just like, maybe you're right. People have said you have a very amazing and interesting brain. Like people have said that statement to me maybe 30 times in my life. Like, and that's a lot for someone to say like the exact same thing. And like, I think that, and that's why I love to be sober now because I feel like I gained like another 30% of my brain. But I'm really proud of that. And I'm proud that I can learn from my mistakes. I do have lessons that keep reappearing. Like, and it's always like my biggest value is like love and belonging and connection and stuff. So sometimes I have bad boundaries and I give too much to the wrong people and I let them hurt me. And that is something that is a lesson. I just need better boundaries. Like I see it, I get it, I understand it. I know it's there, but I still fail. And I'm getting better, but I feel like that's one of the things I'm definitely most proud of is being smart. And I feel like things I have to work on are like, you know, my boundaries and my delivery sometimes. But then again, people kind of like that I'm just like a human being. So sometimes I'll be in like a business meeting with like really important people. And I just, this is exactly what they get. And they don't know what to do with me. Cause like, I keep it so real that you can't like fuck with me.
It's like,
And I feel like I've lost opportunities because of that, but I also feel like I don't want to work with people who are like not real. You know what I mean?
So did you really lose an opportunity?
I don't think so, but things didn't go my way and I'll question like maybe I need to be more professional or I need to like polish myself better or I need to work on my not saying fuck every meeting. You know what I mean? Like
okay, I'm older than you. So no, it is about being you now in this day and age. You have to be more who you are. I'm grandma giving advice over here. That's what this just turned into.
I feel like no. We're the same age. How old are you? Why are you grandma?
Old. I have a good doctor. So girl, please. We don't talk about numbers. We only talk about how much we've paid. So no, don't give it up. Please don't. I love it. I'm crass, you know. So don't. No. It's going to attract the people you want to be there. And that's why you're there. And that's how you're going to be able to do a better job. Where you're too busy minding your P's and Q's, you're not doing the best work you can. Anyway, that is not what this podcast was for. But that's my 2 cents for you.
No, I take any advice I can get from anybody. I'm just saying, thank you.
Don't. Like, be you. It's got you this far. I should take my own advice. Oh, that hurt.
Like, we always give this amazing advice and we're just like, why don't I do that?
Especially now with Clubhouse too, talking and like helping people and like having them have their breakthroughs. I'm like, holy shit, this is me. Okay, what are four products that you have to have if you're on a deserted island? Like, if, and it could be anything, but say you don't need like food and water and all that. Like, what are four products?
Like coffee. Like necessities. Mm-hmm. Like, I love coffee.
Great.
So much.
How do you take it?
So I'm going to go back to bulletproof coffee. Have you ever had bulletproof coffee?
Ooh, wow.
I forgot about it. I forgot all about it. I don't know what my problem is, but I take it with half and half, like an 8N or a 7N. Mm-hmm. Like a 7N.
Yeah.
Like not too light.
No.
And then I do agave in it. That's my favorite. It's so good and it's not horrible for you.
Okay.
But I'm going to go back to bulletproof coffee because I don't know why I don't have that. I don't know why I forgot all about it for like 2 years. I think because you have to clean the blender and cleaning the blender fucking sucks.
I'll just buy a new blender.
Right? Just throw it away.
I'll just get a new one. Oh my God. Okay.
So coffee. You're going to have to edit
a deep question. No, are you kidding? I don't edit nothing.
I'm not saying a hair product. I think that's stupid.
I don't care.
I'm not saying it.
I don't.
I don't do my hair. Like, I don't, this is like what I like. I don't wear makeup or do my hair that much unless I'm going out or unless I'm shooting and I want to be like, if it's going to be like professional and on my page forever, like I'll wear makeup and stuff. But as far as products.
Yeah. Is there a lip gloss? Is there deodorant? You know what I mean? Like, what's your thing? What's your thing that you're like, ooh, I got to go back?
Definitely chapstick.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like definitely chapstick. My favorite one is the Pharmagel one. I don't know if you've ever tried it. It is so freaking good. I have like 40. I bought like 20 of them and I keep them everywhere. So I have it in my car, my nightstand, downstairs, upstairs, like on my desk. I have them everywhere. I don't know why it's not here and it's stressing me out now. But
sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
No, you're fine. I'm trying to think of what else. So coffee, chapstick. I don't eat food and water.
Nope, you don't need that.
Like, I love Moe's. Like, do you ever have Moe's?
What's Moe's?
It's like Chipotle. Have you ever had, like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're like burrito bowls, but I don't need food. So I can't live without Moe's. I might go get it today if I have time. If I'm on a desert island by myself, I don't need my coaching program. I listen to my coaching program, like, all day, all the time.
Wow. Okay. Can I ask why?
Not much. My dogs. What's that?
Why do you listen to it every day?
So I'm training to be a life and business coach. And I've been training for like 2 years. Like I've had the course for 2 years, but I won't take the test yet. Like I don't need to have a test.
What you waiting for?
I don't know. I don't want to ever stop being a student of it, I guess. I don't know. But I listen to it all the time and I go back to it all the time.
Okay, well, you just need coffee and chapstick. You're a easy lady. Your man's very lucky.
I'm sorry, that is such a hard question.
No.
I don't know why.
I can't
believe
I don't
want to see my mom either. I guess my mom, I don't know.
No, that is definitely, that's a made-up answer. Come on now. Okay, so I don't know why I kept these two for the last one, but for whom would you most like to say sorry to and why? I know, I went deep. I'm sorry.
Oof, my brother. So my dad's an alcoholic and he's been in jail like our whole lives or like on his own journey, we'll say. And my mom worked 24/7 to support us. And I was a very hurt person. And like, I had to raise my brother and I didn't do a great job, but I didn't know. I was like 12. So like, I don't know. I just feel like I could have done better, but I didn't really know. And I just like want I would say I'm sorry to him for not being the best mentor to him that I could be, or as loving or as kind, because I was kind of just like a teenage girl, or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I hold a lot of guilt for that, but he kind of knows that. And we are working on our relationship together. So I think like that is like the most vulnerable I can be with that. Other than everyone, I pretty much make amends as I go. And mm-hmm. So I've kind of already said sorry, but I think that's something anyone else in this call or in this listening to this can like think, like, don't punish yourself for what you didn't know when you didn't know it. And a lot of times
I'm touching my nose if anyone's caring. I'm like, that is you don't know until you know, like, if you can't. And that's the world, and that's why I feel like we're in this great education spot in the world. Everyone wants to learn. But who are you learning from is the next. I just like to look at some receipts. Okay. So if you could bring back something that isn't extinct in life, what would you bring back? What would you choose?
Okay. Robert Cromings, if you're listening, he's my biggest mentor. So this CD set I got when I was in beauty school, it's always right here because I always show people it because it's like literally like what built me. He doesn't make them anymore. And I lost, because I had so many cars growing up, I left a lot of the CDs in the cars.
No.
So I'm missing like a fuck ton of CDs in this. And I'm just like, damn it. Like, get it together, Gina. Like, why weren't you better? Like, why didn't you check the CD before you turned the car in? And I bet they just threw them in the trash. They don't realize how freaking important they are. So I'm missing like six CDs of a 16, 17 disc set. So if I could bring anything back, I would only want one to be available so I can buy it and nobody else. And I would like for him to sign it again. But this is what I have.
Okay.
And nobody has a CD player anyway. So it's really just for the memories, I guess.
Just the
book. I listen to them so many times in the car that like I know verbatim what they say, but just, I'm a perfectionist. So I wish it was perfect, but maybe.
What's your sign?
Gemini. Maybe it being imperfect is just as perfect. It represents my journey.
Okay, so with that, what would you tell your younger self if you could? Like, what was some kind of advice would you give your younger self?
You're fucking going places, don't stop.
Okay, all right.
You're going places.
And now for everyone.
I was so sad. I'm not good enough. And I just wish I could tell myself, like, you're going places, like, you're good enough. Like, there's a place for you in this world. And I'd give the same advice to everybody else.
I was going there too. So that was like the second half. What would you tell people that want to be like you? What kind of advice?
So don't try to be me, but do what I say. Take my advice. Don't try to be me. Take my advice. Because so many times we try to be these people and the best thing we could be is ourselves. You know, because like we try to be everybody else, but like we're all born with like this incredible, beautiful mission and purpose. And if we try our whole life to be like somebody else, we're missing it. And in your next life, you're not going to grow as much as you could have. And then when you come back like the egg, you're just not going to have as much knowledge to like come back. It's so stupid. Be who you are, say how you feel, because those who mind don't matter, those who matter don't mind. Be yourself, everyone else is taken. All those quotes, like bring it back down to like, take care of yourself, be yourself. You're here for a mission. Try to improve your conscious contact with God as you understand God yourself. Like, who are you? Who's speaking to you? Who's giving you these answers? And be yourself. Everybody else is taken.
I need like sound effects, like literally, because this is, it's like slapping the you know, the mute button on Clubhouse, like, yes!
Literally, yes. That's like my new tick now. Like I'm everywhere.
Everywhere.
If you're not on Clubhouse, get on Clubhouse.
Hello, get on Clubhouse. So where can people find you? You know, where? Where do you want people to go? How about that?
Clubhouse, Mondays, 8 a.m. Eastern. If you're on the West Coast, wake up early, no excuses. Just start your Monday early with me. And so Monday mornings, 8 a.m., you can find me in Mastermind. You can find me on Instagram at I am Gina Bianca. That's my big, big page. But I think that Clubhouse has so much value. And my Instagram
is bigger too.
There's so much on Instagram too. GinaBianca.com. Click the link in my bio, whatever. You guys can find me.
Oh my gosh. I just have to say... swipe up, press the button. Oh my gosh, this was absolutely great. I knew it was gonna be fun, but any closing words for anyone? Anything that popped in your head that you're like, oh, I missed it?
Well, I always say this, and I know time is like the biggest unrenewable resource that we have. And like when people spend time listening to like a 45-minute podcast episode with me on it, like I honor your time. And I know there's so many people you can listen to and so many people you can spend that time with. So any time you spend with me, know that I don't take it for granted and I'll never let you down when it comes to adding value.
Well, that's one way to end a podcast. That's for dang sure, everyone. So make sure you check her out. I'm sure you're going to see some things in the future. And I'll definitely have to have you come back on. So thank you all so much, Wig Hackers. You know where to go, what to do. And don't forget, make sure you make your wigs look good, because you know I'm scrolling your Instagram.
Thanks for tuning in to another exciting episode of Wig Hackers. I love talking all things hair and wigs. So if you have a question, come follow me on Instagram at Daniel Coy Official. I love helping and inspiring other hair artists. So don't be afraid to reach out. And remember, do your hair, because if you're looking good, you're feeling better.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.